Yishlam Shviyas Daf Ayin. We'll continue starting from the Mishnah on Daf Samed Tes, the new Perek. The Mishnah says that the halacha is nogea to aftergrowth to Svichin as to when it's considered usher and when it's not considered usher. So the halacha is there's concern obviously when you buy fulfilled from an Amah Aretz as to when is it. When can we trust him that it's from the seventh year or the eighth year, the aftergrowth of Svichin or not? That is the concern. So the Mishnah says, HaPegim, you have Pegam, which is a type of grass, Ribus HaShaitim, wild asparagus, is the way the Marfulda explains what it is. Chalugogolis and Chalugogolis, we'll see in a minute what that means. Kuspa Shabaharim and Maharos, mountain corridor and river carpus, other types of things that grow near the water that are cultivated fields. The Dafkashel Horim said, now there seems that there's two types of kuspa. There's types that grow by the mountains and types that grow, so my folder says, by the gardens, but referring to one that grows specifically by the mountains. That's not as kosher, it's not as significant as the ones that grow in a garden that are cultivated and grow much, much better and much more edible, much more roi lachila. So all these things, we should continue, shall offer, and if anything that's been shall offer, shall offer that anything that's considered that considered, the Marfulda explains, which again is something that grows near on the side of a hill, on the Gadol Ba'ako, Avashol Gino Chashv, again, something that grows in the midbar, in the side of a midbar, in the side of a fertile midbar, but does not grow in the, not to what grows in the Gino Ptum. All these things are put from Isris, because they, but from Isris, not everything completely. Not the Marfulda says no din shvius at all, because since these are so insignificant that the mavatel owners don't take them, they don't cultivate them, they don't harvest them. They're half good. Everyone wants to take them. The owners have no need for it and no purpose for it. And therefore, there's no din of tumas and maaseris. Says the Marfulda, Shafisha ain Yotzba and Nishmar, because none of this stuff ever is protected, is kept, is watched. It's considered every owner allows anybody to come and take it. It's Hefker, and therefore it's part from Misa. Then in all the 6 years it's part from Misa. The Kokum and the Kaldam are Shvias. And then you can go ahead and any person can go ahead, buy your wife, any person during the Shvias here, even from Amaretz, because it doesn't have any, looks Kedusha to which, any Yotzeb and Nishma. Because nothing like this grows protected. It's not, these type of things do not have any, the Derek Lashoman, nobody keeps them. And if even Amaretz, you can go buy it from it, because it's not Choshed on Shvias, because it's not any Din Shvias. There's no, nobody keeps, nobody takes care of them, nobody harvests them. And maybe therefore, since it's Enu Dov Shamar, even for Nama Aretz, so normally with Chashed Al Shvias, you can't buy from him during Shemitah year. Here you can go and buy from him because we're not concerned. Says the Mishnah, what about Svichin? I said Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says Svichin Chard Mutarim. The aftergrowth of Chardel of mustard seed, of Mutar, even during Shvias, not Subahem of the Avera, because people who have the Avera are not Kushed to go ahead and to steal, to cheat with these things. Why? Because they're normally Svichin is something we're concerned about. Svichin, the aftergrowth, that means something that grows, that during Shvias may have taken root from seeds left over from the sixth year, or something that just grew by itself in the seventh year. So we're concerned that you can't, that things are asr. They're according to Bekiva, they're asr, it's asr, according to Chachamim, they're abundant, it's asr. But we asr the Svichin. And but so the nafkamina is by chard, by mustard seeds, because it's so prevalent, it's so available, it's so all over that nobody is going to go and do this. There's no need to do it because you can pick it up without any. No one has to do an iser to go ahead and mustard. You can pick them up anytime it grows, anytime, any place, very very cheap, very easy to grow. So maybe therefore we're not chayshesh. We don't have to be chayshesh that someone's going to do an aveira to be to go ahead and to harvest. Plow and harvest the field, work the field for mustard seeds when it's prevalent all over without having to do anything, and therefore why would someone do an iser a makom that it's available without an iser? If Shimon disagrees, calls svukim mutarim. All speaking on mutar, except for the aftergrowth of cabbage, shehen yotze ben yakos asada, because you can't find anything like this in the vegetables of the field, which means clearly The Kuntra of Shimon, the only Isser of Svichin is only by is Svichai Kruv, because these things are generally protected, these things that grow in the field, because nothing that grows in the field, nothing grows wild or any place else that will grow without untended, without working the field. Cabbages cannot grow. It has to be grown, has to be cultivated more than anything else. There's a major difference between cabbage that grows properly with care and taking care of the field, and things that grow without any care, because and therefore only svichei kruv. There we're concerned. There we also because they were afraid you're going to work the field because you can't get anything like it any place else that's not harvested during this year, which is the year of Shvius. Chum say kol svichim aser. Chum disagree and say all svichim are aser. They're all again same as Rabbi Yehuda. They all agree that it's aser. The question is it aser by all plants, not just kruvim, by everything? Except for mustard seed, and see what the makloik is between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim are. But clearly, we have a chim to have three sheikhs in the Mishnah, kol svichim asur, kol svichim mutarim. And the thing is, except for Chardel, is that Rav Yehuda's shita is something different. We'll see in the Gemara explain what the shita, what the difference is between the two different, between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Zok the Mishnah, big makloik. These kind of things, again, we don't know what these things are, what exactly is the case of Chagulios, what these things are. I mentioned when we went to Mishnah, we don't know, describe what this is. So the Gemara says, Amar Chagas, Zerugin Chagulios. The word Zerugin Chagulios, or may Gadol, Chachmah Shana. And the question, who's greater? Someone who was given a Chachmah, or someone who has years, who's older, which is greater? It was a matter of discussion amongst the Chachamim in the Beis HaMedrash, and there was nobody really knew exactly what. There was a difference of opinion as to what this really is. So you want to say that the same thing in common, what they know, person is, when you give someone cover, do you give someone cover who's younger but bigger than Tam Chalkum, or someone who's older, you know, not as pretty but Tam Chalkum? That's the Gemara says. This was something, and the Marfold explains, these three things that the Gemara is mentioning, the Beis Medrash come and ask what they are. Zerugin HaGulos, they don't know what they are. They don't know how to explain it in the Mishnah. And they also ask the question, a person who's a Gadol B'Torah, but he's another one who's but he's older, another person who's not such a Gadol, but he's older, but not as big of a Gadol, which one gets Kedima? These are three questions that were asked in the Beis Medrash that didn't have any answers, that they're waiting for an answer from the Chachamim. The Gemara says, I mean, they said, Nisim HaSalim, let's go ask for the house of Rebbe. They don't have to go ask. The Yotzei Shukka Mishal Beis Rebbe Amalon, a maid servant came and Rebbe came to Rebbe and said, "Moshe Shaim, that those who attain years come first, which means those who are older. So I'm going to receive based on that. Yom Pagam Gomer, let so and so go first. Yal Pagam Gedemayo, let this one go first." They made it. They said they listened to what her instructions were. That they looked to who's the oldest amongst us. Let that person go in first. Let the Zakenim go in first. So Yal Pagam Gedemayo, let's follow her suggestion that the one who's older should go first. So the Gemara says, so they Shonal and Ketun Katan began to enter Ketun, like one by one, the small group, not all at once, slowly. So she said to them, "I'm not in the Ketun Surugin, so why are you coming in Surugin, Surugin?" So, you know, that's the lesson to you. So you see, Surugin meant, now they understood what Surugin meant. Surugin meant coming in different intervals. Lamda perisha Surugin, the Plain Moshe said. Now they understood that it means not coming in at once, coming in intermittently, so one after the other, slowly. So it says, that's what it means. So therefore, we're telling us, when she said that Lashon Sirugin, she understood what the Mishnah meant when it said the Lashon Sirugin. Now he understood the parish of it. Now they understood what she meant by that. That it means Katoyan. And when it says, Havakar Rav Dhamma Bakubet Guliyase, one time one rabbi in the group, when it says he was carrying he was carrying some parkinoi in his hand, in his pocket, in his kerchief, some type of seed. Rambam says, "When it fell from him." Some of this is the same shivka said to him, Rebbe, "Nispazu kalaka, you're chagulos for." And he realized that chagulos refers to this type of herb, this type of salad, this type of green seed. So that's now she touched up. Now they understood what that was as well. Now they understood what Chagulos was. So say it's basically that the Chum didn't understand the language. These are language that people use in the street. They didn't know what the translation was, but now she did, and she explained to them. Now they understood the three questions that they had, which Chacham didn't have an answer. Now they had the answers just from the house of people from the house of Rebbe. So the Maamar Rebbe goes, what does it mean? What does it mean? Karpas of an house, Rebbe's Rebbe Karpas. But the Nidama said, but Pitkot Sinin on it. It means that grows by the river. A type of excuse me, the type of celery that grows is what it's referred to. That's what it's called. Rebbe says, why didn't the Mishnah tell us? I say, why didn't it include these other ones as well? Similar things also that grow a wild, similar type of things, the same idea. They go to consider it hafker dikatin, that nobody maintains them. It's not worth it. They're very poor quality. So why did Mishnah include these also? Additional cases in the Mishnah to the same halakha that it should be considered that there's no din shmit of matrimus and maishas because they're not kosher. They're nothing. The Gemara says, shalom shalom, I shouldn't say. These things are protected in the chatzar, they're not hefker, but yishmar chatzar, but the other ones, Mishnah, even more chatzar, but during the potter, to make a chilek. So that chilek, we're afraid, if you would give these things, we'd make a chilek between what's in the chatzar and that, which is not true. There's no nachmini whether it's b'chatzar, not the ones in the Mishnah. Same, all of them together, if they're in b'chatzar, it's chayav, and shmar b'gina, and it's shmar b'gina, and these ones don't, if you begin a chayav, and the chayav, and shmar b'gina, the ones that are in shmar b'gina, are potter. They're potter. L'eilu, and shmar b'gina, p'turim. The rule is, all the cases, if they're protected in the garden, they're potter. They're not noted nicer. These are such a poor quality of things that is no din hefker misamaisers, even if it's in a dina, even if it's in a protected garden, it's still considered hefker, and we're not going to do. I'm not shaking the case in the Mishnah, it's not leaking dina or not. But if it's gina, it's protected, so therefore it's not considered hefker. But these, even with gina, it's considered protected. So the Gemara said, "Lo menol gimli." And said, "Why the Mishnah not teaches only then? Why the Mishnah teaches it's only in these cases?" Eli line. Again, the Mishnah go back to the question: why after these cases? The other cases seem to be included as well. Let's mention these as well. Which ones should I say? Since most of these things that mentioned the Mishnah is Ryan are sown by farmers or by many Israel, and they come from things normally that are protected, normally things that do come out of an Am Eretz would have it be considered us, would be Choshesh. Yet the Halacha is like a Sulu Asur. It would still be considered Asur. From Kainzor, Mimim Bitar. Therefore, the Mishnah had to go tell us the cases, but Daf the ones in the Mutter. Because even though some of these things are poor quality things that are not necessarily Nizroyan all the time, but we're still afraid that in Am Eretz will be Choshesh, that maybe it did come from him, that it did come strange, that he took care, he taka did grow it, and maybe it would be a Chiyuv. And if the Mishnah includes it, Dafka to tell you Mutarim, that no, that don't think so, these things that come, even though they're some parts, some types of these things are cultivated, and would be, you can't buy from Am Eretz, but most of them are not. Most of them are born are things that are considered hefker. Hefker, if there's no need for Mishnah to tell us these things, but most of them are clearly you can even buy from Nam Aris. There's no need to make this chalukim in all of the cases. Frank to Gemara. Maojias with some Sfikim. What's the local Agabi din Sfikim? These plants, do we consider them as Sfikim? These things in the Mishnah that are considered part of the category that the discussed in the Mishnah, what about Sfikim? And these things would be considered us as well. Fake my full explanation. What's the most kasha? Ezu the kasha of the Mishnah. You say mgankim zeh svichen. That we include the Mishnah. These things are included. That there's a din shmira on them. Would they also have the same gzeirat svichen applied to them as well? Rabbanan asked for svichen. A svichen shelo gankim b'kali surim shelo. You want to know in b'kal. Rabbanan who said we consider Rabbanan unlike the shita the Mishnah that there's no din svichen except on akruv. He said svichen applies to all manners. So all types of things apply. Chol Yisurim, they're all also Mishnah Sfikim. Fake the Marim, as one wants to know. In this case, in the Mishnah, which says you can buy them because they're considered Hefker, he didn't buy the Chanam Haaretz, he's not put them into his Meisers. What about the Din of Sfik on these? Would the Rabbanan also have Asher Sfikim on these type of plants? Or we say, no, these things are excluded from that. We don't consider these plants part of it. My answer is Shema Menado. Let's look at the Mishnah itself. It's Lachar explains the answer to this Kasha. We don't even have a mutar. So afterwards, a kardel mutar, a mutar, a mustard seeds a mutar. So naturally, in the desert, nobody's going to go. Since these things are all over, you can buy, get them any place you want. They grow wild. So no one's going to go ahead and work their fields to produce mustard plants, plants made of kardel or mustard, because it's by the law. Why should I do an issue? I can get it all over without doing any issue. The Elamai Huda says why? Only kardel is the only reason why a kardel mustard, because we're not afraid. Masha Enki and the others, we are afraid that there's going to be Aser. The Elu. Go ahead. Next one. Since we might not kosher on them, Mar says, the Yemutar, they should be Mutar. Again, because why? Because same idea. That's just like the other ones who say, Only the ones in the Mishnah are included because the Kamosha explains the Lashon of the Gemara is Shemin if Kokam Mikalodam, these are all over, and therefore there's no Issur. Rabbanan are arguing reviewed on these things. Only by Chardol, since the mice and most people do plant it, then even though it's available, we'll consider us. So it says the Kamosha to explain what the Gemara is saying is Enochanami, anything that's included, that you can pick up any place that's easy to get. It's mutter because no one's kosher that's going to be done, that you're going to go and do an iser, work the field on shvias to do something you can pick up without doing any iser. And therefore it's mutter. However, chardel, the machlokes, tanoim, reviewed and the chachamim, is no geya since, dafka chardel, because chardel itself, people do plant. Rov yodom is royo some. People do plant it. It's something that's over the socher. People go buy them, it's needed a lot of them. So they do go ahead and buy it. If they do go ahead and buy it, do go ahead and plant it, maybe if what should apply, maybe you think that it does apply. And look, Sharbeta Zara, since it should be mutter. Now look at the common say it should be mutter. Avudu says, excuse me, that since mustard stam itself is mutter, and Mela speaking also is mutter, because the same halakha doesn't apply. And therefore halakha applies both to the thing itself, the yarek and the svichin. Hakam would say, no, the svichin mutter, but the yarek would be usher. We want to know, what about svichin? Would svichin be usher as well? So Dr. Gemara, ad kedun yizaro. Some of you have spoken about the gabi, the seeds of a cargo. That's what he says. The halakha is that we make the halakha, we allow it in shvius here because most of it can be picked up. You don't have to. No, it's not shomer and it's mafker. And some people are considered that we're growing their field. It's considered hafker. But yarko, we had talked about that. We never said the yarek. Maybe the yarek itself of a mustard is not considered hefker. Maybe that is something that's considered. Maybe the mustard of that should be considered usher. Well, who said that would be included? Only the seeds of a mustard plant. Zerish al mad. Who said the yarek? Actual the full plant. Maybe that's the people are mocked on that, and that should be usher. It's impossible to say zara mutter yakul kolchik. You can say since the seeds are mutter, the yarek surely should be makayra. We say that no. Igmar says you can't say such a thing because it's if we ask for the seeds, then the fact if the seeds itself is going to be mutter because we say it's so kosher, it's no kosher, it's all over, then we can't go yerek as a feel the bitmia. Yakala kosher mutter. The zera itself, which is the ikur of it, the ikur of the chadol is the zera, and you're planting it, and that's mutter, then kosher kain, the yerek that comes out, is surely going to be mutter. Kosher kain, we can't say, no svar to say that it should be aser. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? We pass from Yudna Chacham, like Abi Chardol, Shikin Shachardol, what's the psak? Shimon Malakish had a chikuk. Shimon Malakish wasn't a chikuk, wasn't a place called chikuk. Ma'abdi Magadol Mati Chadol, he saw the people were enjoying eating mustard. He saw the people eating mustard. So I said, Nafa Minei. So he saw the mustard fall from a person eating it. Well, not so late. The person did not even bother to go pick it up. It fell out from his plate and he didn't even bother picking it up. So by his days, it has no value. Mustard is so insignificant. If I have it, I'm eating it. But if it fell, I'm not even going to bother picking it up. So when he saw that, he said, mind the mice of the kade. Person goes, brings me the speaking of kardo and wants to know whether it's mutter or not. I'll pass on to Yehuda that it's mutter. Because you see, that kardo here has no value because people are eating it. Whatever falls off the plate, falls on the ground, people don't even pick it up. So you see, that's not kosher. If it's not kosher, if it's mela, then it's people are after it. It has no value. It's mutter for grumus and maestros, and there's no din speaking. So people are going to ask me, is it mutter or aser? I would say very simple. It's mutter, like a Yehuda, because I see, bein ariisi, that that's not kosher. I saw my own eyes. So Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Zada, hurry, Rabchunim, Bimim Chavim, Gachavim. Rabchunim, Bimim Chavim, ruled in the base marriage of Chavim. Kadi Rabbi Yehuda, pass on Rabbi Yehuda, that is mutter. That the zera and speaking of Chavim is mutter. So Gemara says, the Chavim, is this everyone according to everybody? So we say, no. Gemara says, no, we found a difference of opinion. However, Yochanan came in, Doris, he paskin, he darshan, that the rabbi don't know, he passed like Yochanan. But this good of you didn't say that it's usher, that speaking of Chardel is usher. The rabbi don't tell on it. And the quote of the rabbi come over here, who say that the same halacha applies, that a person went ahead, and the gaya, this is the gaya to a different shayla, the gaya to a shayla that we have in Masechus Beya, the more it talks about a case, because the more it says that what's the halacha? Mar talks about Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. A Beis Shnolda B'Yom Tov is a mutter or not? Beis Hillel says a Beis Shnolda B'Yom Tov is usher because of Noilat, and the left the Yom Tov. Beisham says it's mutter. They might want to know what happened if it was on Shabbos and Yom Tov is the next day. Two day. The Shabbos followed by Yom Tov. So what's the halacha in such a case? We have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov that fall out on Shabbos and Sunday or Friday and Shabbos, and the Beis was laid on one of those 2 days. Is there still a Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel? So the Machlokes Tanoim in that. Some say, the Chachamim say, that if it, that everyone agreed that if it was on, it was hatched on Shabbos, even Beis Hillel, who says it's Usher, Be'eshon Lo Biyadav is Usher, agrees that the second day would be Mutter. Everyone agrees to that. And if you disagrees and says, no, then if an egg happened on the second day, the same halacha applies to be considered usher on both days. So you see that that machlokes over there is negated to when a 2 day, when it's a 2 day yontif or Shabbos followed by yontif, I should say, the same halacha applies to halacha sonam, whether it's considered mutter or not. So they said the same thing over there. So here, the Chama Yochanan came up and he said, he paskin, in Am Yachlokas by Kardol, he paskin like the seeds of Kardol, after speaking of Kardol, he paskin like a Chama like Rabbi Yehuda. That should be usher. And he also passed with the Chumim in the second Beya, whether we consider usher or not. So according to the halacha is that the there Chumim were Mekel, and Yehuda's Makmer, and he passed like a Chumim over there, that's Mekel. So you see that, one thing you see for sure, that from that story, that you just quoted two Amarayim, who say the halacha is like a Yehuda Bechardel, but Mekel, that the Chardel, speaking Shachar is Mutter. But we see Rabbi Yochanan passing like that. He passing that speaking Kala is usher in that case. So you see, it's a Machlokes Amarayim. Who we passing like that? Lachar Rabbi Yehuda, Lachar Chomin. So Gemara says, Rabbi Zimra Bishar Yitzchak came and Mekuma Ilan Tati Miloi. When he heard these two different psukim that were given by two different Amarayim, Malchus Lev Yochanan with Tzipur L'Tavaria. When Yochanan went down to Tzipur L'Tavaria, he left Tzipur L'Tavaria. What have you brought with me upon this diner, this older diner? Yeah, I know Asher really who else, because I'm after it, and he asks it, Rajah's Rasha. If I'm after it, he'll be admitted. In other words, you see that there's a Machlokas, there are two times Moronim that argue, whether we paskin in both situations. He says, so I paskin differently. In other words, you bring me two psukim from the great Rabbi, you bring me two psukim from the great of Yochanan, that he paskins like in these two cases. Is my maker like Rabbanim in one and maker like Yehuda in the other, and I say Pun Prakar. I say that you brought me these two Dayan, this Dayan Zakin, this older Dayan, but it's different than me. What I matter, he asks, and what I ask it, he matter. So you see that's why he left, because he didn't want to go make a Machlokas. He wanted to avoid the Machlokas between them, and that's why he didn't want to get into a discussion, because at the Beis Din to go out into a discussion with him, because Lamaisa, it would be a dispute, and he didn't want to have argument in two cases with the Zakin, the older judge who argued with Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. And one wants to know, continuous discussion on these two cases, why do we pass like one Chavuda in one and one in one? And when we talk about the Dayan, the older Dayan, not which referring to which Machlokas, which Dayan was he referring to, which Dayan, which Machlokas he talked, which is part of our sugi here. But the Gemara continues to the Shmaras Daf as to exactly what the Machlokas was about and why we passed them like one Amara at one time and we passed like the other Amara in the other time. Jachar seemed to be a stira, but the Gemara doesn't explain as going off why there's two cases are very different and why it's not a Machlokas in two cases, but rather one of them was Nicha, agreed, back down, and they only have an argument in one case, and the second case they agree on. The Gemara doesn't explain tomorrow.